Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today says we've got a continuing chance for lingering snow showers and a high around the mid-30s. Temperature-wise, we go around the area, start things out in Kenosha, where it is a balmy at this hour, anyway, 27 degrees. Stayed that way pretty much all morning. In 25 degrees in Burlington, light snow being reported pretty much in all locations. In Milwaukee, it is 27, and in Racine, also 27 degrees. A busy morning for Southeast Wisconsin law enforcement responding to accidents. The roads treacherous in some areas due to Sunday's mixed precipitation, then sub-freezing overnight temperatures followed by light snow as daybreak approached. One of the attention getters, a multi-vehicle crash atop the interstate over Highway 20 in Racine County. It closed all three northbound lanes, leading to detours at the 20 off-ramp and access back onto the I at the 20 on-ramp. The State Patrol said that the site was cleared by about 6 this morning. The other accidents have included jackknife semis, vehicles sliding into ditches, sliding into other vehicles, sliding into fixed objects, and some rollovers. No significant injuries, though, being reported with any of these accidents so far. Law enforcement is urging you to please drive carefully, along with getting some extra travel time into your plans, proper distance to the vehicle ahead of you, and don't forget to slow down for the conditions. Speaking of traffic, school-related traffic issues scheduled to be discussed at the Racine Traffic Commission meeting, which begins at 4 o'clock this afternoon on the third floor at City Hall. It's a gathering considered for several weeks now, finally with all the needed participants able to attend. Traffic and parking-related issues around schools, those have been documented, of course, for decades. A financial assistance agreement resolution for a safe drinking water loan from the state to help with lead pipe changeouts in the city of Racine is on tonight's 7 o'clock meeting of the Common Council. At the Finance Committee meeting recently, Water Utility General Manager Keith Haas explained that the resolution would allow the state to close out a $1.4 million loan for the city.
It's really a grant, but it's in the form of a loan. And by passing this resolution, it will allow them to close this loan and other loans in the month of June of this year for other communities as well as our own. This is for the replacement of the lead services on private property in front yards.
He said the loan grant application actually was made last year, and it's a forgivable loan, and that means no principal or interest payments.
So typically when we get a safe drinking water loan for $1 million, we end up getting a 20-year principal and interest schedule that we have to make the loan payments. In this case, this is a $1.4 million loan that will be forgiven. But they have a loan program, they don't have a grant program. So this is what they call a forgivable loan.
The water utilities already replaced hundreds of lead pipes in the parts of the city where Public Works has been doing projects. Hosto says there's a lot more, and this grant will cover just some of it, which prompted a lottery system. Those approached by letter from the city from the lottery set up about the changing of the pipes get an offer of $3,000 maximum toward the work. He says there's been quite a good response from property owners to the letters regarding the city's offer. In Caledonia, the village has about 2.6 miles of sidewalk that needs some attention in terms of their condition. Public Works Committee talked about that recently. The village's attorney, Elaine Ekus, mentioned concerns about liability with the sidewalks on rights-of-way.
We included some background information, and what we're looking for from the city at this point in time, if it's your preference to essentially stick with the model of the ordinance that we have, there are some updates that we do need to make to it, or whether we want to actually switch to a different policy of handling sidewalk repairs.
Current ordinance calls for adjacent property owners to be maintaining sidewalks. Ekus, though, noted the city of Racine changed a long-standing similar policy and began to pick up the cost. The Caledonia Public Works panel did support revising language to the ordinance based on Kenosha's provision and sending it on to the Legislative and Licensing Committee for review. Sunday in Racine, a couple of garage fires, first at 4136 Monterey Drive. Crews first to the scene said there was smoke and flames from that detached building. The fire put out fairly quickly, though not before it caused about $25,000 damage. Nobody hurt. How it began, still under investigation. Second garage fire was at 3401 Republic Avenue. This was a garage and an attached storage shed right next to it. First crews on scene reported heavy, dark smoke from that detached garage. They had it knocked down in short order. The damage estimate there, about $45,000. Again, nobody hurt, with a news release indicating the cause related to welding and an ATV in the storage shed. And there's a new phone call scam apparently making the rounds around the country, and Wisconsin officials are thinking it's just a matter of time before we start getting the complaints. It works like this. The call recipient with caller ID can actually see their own phone number on the display. They answer it, the caller says they're from the phone company and that the account for that number has been hacked. Scammer then seeks to verify key information like the telephone account number and a social security number of the person answering. Some of the other familiar scams are still out there making the rounds in southeast Wisconsin. The one about failing to report for jury duty and having to pay a fine, that was mentioned just last week in the Racine area. The Burlington Area School District Board scheduled to interview candidates at tonight's 6:30 meeting for a vacancy. The person chosen to be sworn in with the other newly elected board members on April the 23rd. That appointee will also serve on the school board until the next election cycle. Interested residents of the district have between April the 10th and 13th to submit information as an applicant. Tonight's meeting of the Racine Common Council, the last for the current term, the last for Alderman Dennis Weiser, who was upset in the April 3rd election. Weiser's departure is going to be recognized during the 7 o'clock meeting. It will also be slightly different than in past years with other aldermen in similar situations, the difference being that Weiser's tenure has included time as interim mayor, not to mention extended time as council president. He is still on the Racine Unified School Board. Also at tonight's meeting, communications from Mayor Corey Mason going to the Finance Committee, proposing to consolidate the Traffic Commission with Transit and Parking, to merge the Board of Cemetery Commissioners and Golf Course Liaison Committee with the Park and Rec Board, to add two members to the Affirmative Action Human Rights Commission, and to dissolve the long inactive Ad Hoc Cannon Committee. Also at tonight's council meeting, you've got a contract to remove trees and brush from the Lake Michigan Bluff area north of the zoo. City Purchasing Agent Kathy Casper telling the Finance Committee recently this was actually a project targeted for last year, but she said there were no bids received for it.
We had it out for bid last year. We had no respondents. We put it out again this year. I guess timing is everything. We've had five people respond to this bid request. We would like permission to move forward with Davy Tree Company at their bid price of $34,463, they being the lowest responsive responsible bidder.
Park and Rec Director Tom Molbeck pointed out that the slope itself factors into the work better being off with a company that is kind of familiar with those kinds of conditions.
The nature of the job and the risk that it is because of the hillside, our staff is pretty competent on being able to do it, but the who we're getting has the ability to do it and has done it in the past with the dangerousness of the slope.
In addition to the almost $34,500 for the Davy Tree Company contract, you've also got $84,000 and recommended for an ash tree removal contract with Drop Right Tree and Landscaping. Tonight, the Kenosha Council has a 7 o'clock meeting, and on that agenda, action to defer a conditional use permit request for Illinois-based Water Integrated Treatment Systems. They've got a proposal for a waste facility in the Kenosha Industrial Park, and WRJN's Janet Hoff tells us there's going to be a proposal to keep looking at the safe future use of social media.
The Plan Commission recommended support of the waste facility proposal at their last meeting, although not a unanimous vote. Alderman John Fox seeking deferral and then voting against it. The company is asking the council to put off action on the item and is scheduled to make a presentation to the Plan Commission at their meeting on Thursday. Water Integrated Treatment Systems has proposed an operation that treats water, containing mainly oils, prior to discharge into the city sewer system. The council tonight will also receive the final report of the Social Media Commission, which was charged with determining if the city should have a social media presence. The panel is recommending the commission be reconstituted with the same members to continue investigating the issue. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
The former Heritage House and Elks Club building in downtown Kenosha continuing to be transformed into a boutique hotel by Gorman & Company. This morning, Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish to join Mayor John Antaramian and the company's Wisconsin Marketing Director Ted Matcom for a little ceremony to announce a rather sizable state grant to support the project. It's a $250,000 community development investment grant from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. During that event, Matcom is also supposed to be providing a status update on the project, which is called, by the way, the Stella. And the Racine County Economic Development and Land Use Planning Committee is meeting at 6 o'clock tonight at the Eyesgrove Office Complex in the auditorium. One of the agenda items is a site plan review for Sharon and Dennis Malensky with Dover Farms at 27435 Highway 20 in the town of Dover. Their request is to hold a one-day, one-time horse racing event at their stables. The proposal says it would be 10 separate races with 3 horses in each race. WRJN.com is our webpage. Our newscasts are there in the local news section. And throughout the day, at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.